Lexical pausing. For my lexical pausing drill, which remember is just talking for 1 minute about a subject while inserting deliberate pauses between your thoughts and sentences, I decided to go online and just go to a random topic generator. Just be careful if you use one of these. There's lots of them online. But if you go for specific extemporaneous speaking topics, they usually give you political or social or otherwise debate-worthy topics because they're generally used to practice for debates. But I found one that's fairly innocent, and it suggested that I talk about my favorite game show. My favorite game show as a kid was a show called Press Your Luck. I used to love getting sick because it meant I got to stay home and watch the game shows on TV in the morning. Obviously, I was also a Price is Right kid, but Press Your Luck was my favorite. In that show, the contestants competed by answering trivia questions to earn spins on the big board. After the round was over, the contestants would then use their spins to basically randomly pick spots on the big board. They might win cash prizes, vacations, cars, rugs, all sorts of nonsense. But there were also these spaces on the board called whammies. If you landed on a whammy, it would take all of your money and a stupid old primitive cartoon computer animation would play of the whammy, destroying the contestants' money. I spoke for like a couple extra seconds there because I wanted to finish my thought, but this whole thing isn't about time constraints anyway. If you listen back to that, you might not notice there's anything unusual except that I did ramble a little bit. And that's only because I tend to speak in long compound sentences that don't leave me space for pausing. That's just a known issue I have. But if you listen back to that and that sounded perfectly normal, let that be proof to you that this whole lexical pausing thing of that 1 second of pause between sentences, as unnatural as it sounds to you or feels to you when you're speaking, your audience really doesn't notice it. It's nothing to be afraid of.